Everyone, my name is William Porter. Welcome to this edition of Storytelling Time. I'd like to thank Every Dot Black Podcasting Network for sponsoring this program. And I'd like to also say that this is the second part of a two-part podcast with respect to the people who we are talking with, Lou Everett and Cheryl McManus of the Lou Everett Group. And they're back with us, and they were with us, of course, last week, and we got a lot of insight on what they're doing, and especially as it pertains to the book that we're focusing on, and that is the 7 Habits of Very Effective People. What may be the 7 Habits of Effective People. I'm not sure how that goes, but thank you a lot, you all, for being with us again this week.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Mentioned that on this week, Sherry is going to come to us and tell us about her situation that was kind of a dire situation a few years ago with your help. And you don't have to go into a lot of detail. I've heard it before, to whatever detail you want to get into it, but particularly how it relates to Covey's 4th habit. Of effective people, and that is think win-win. But first of all, what do you think about that particular habit, think win-win? What exactly is that? And you or Luke can address that question before you get into your situation, Sherry.
Well, sure. I mean, the win-win is really the best way, in our opinion. And I think Covey has a great way to have that as a forefront. Because he goes into a win-win, which is the ultimate, to achieve. And then he has the win-lose, and then a lose-win, and a lose-lose. And then there's also the just the win, and then there's the win-win or no deal. So there's a couple different things in that. But ultimately, the win-win is really when both parties are in agreement of a solution that are really mutually beneficial to both parties. And that's really the part of that Lou and I, that's part of our DNA. We mm-hmm. choose to be that way because there are better results out of that. We've been on the flip side where it's been a lose win. We've done it's our way or no way. Mm-hmm. We
make those mistakes.
We have made those mistakes in our past, and that's our accountability, and that's okay because we realize it, we're aware of it, and go, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And now the better approach is really the win-win. We got some results. If you really look back and reflect on some of those opportunities in the past, thinking that, hey, that was the right way. There was some results out of it, but was it the best results and at what cost?
Mm-hmm.
So, and speaking about what cost, it kind of leads into what happened to me in August of 2018 with that. And, it wasn't a win-win situation. It was really a win-win-loss. And the reason for that is because the leadership at that time was more invested in the bottom line than they were valuing their employees. And it didn't start out that way. But no one deserves the unexpectations of working 70 plus hours a week and also verbal abuse. No one needs that. Which turns into a toxic work environment. People didn't want to work there anymore. There were, there were folks that, were upset almost every day, mm-hmm. and the stress and the crash and burn type of environment, it was not healthy. So because of that, and also I am a hard worker, so I take accountability with that. And I wanted to be that rock star, and I was the rock star. However, it landed me in the hospital for 10 days in the ICU in the burn center. And at that time, we weren't sure if I was going to live or die. And it started out as a simple cold, but then it kept progressing. And it progressed to this rare disease that anybody can get, but it's a rare disease that it ended up attacking all my good mucous membranes and then revolting. So I was burning from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, thankfully with the good doctors and my will to survive, and I'm like, I'm like, this isn't going to keep me down. I was able to survive with very minimal damages within 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
So after getting out of that experience, it really left me with a newfound purpose and a newfound perspective that leadership is not positional. And I think that's where the win-loss situation or win-lose, where we lend the win and the loss of people are prone to use their position and the power to get what they wanted, to get their way. And that's not healthy. I mean, case in point, I mean, I was the extreme case, but when I share my story of a crash and burn situation and where we were in August of 2018 and what led up to that there, and we were talking about stories last week about people's stories and how you should come out. Well, this is our story.
Mm-hmm.
And the more we share that story out, the more people can relate. And we hear those stories like, wow, well, I wasn't in a hospital. However, I had a mental breakdown. Yeah. I ended up, you know, with PTSD.
It affected my family. I almost went through a divorce. I mean, all those types of mm-hmm. things.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's dire. So, you know, as an organizational standpoint, if you're, you know, a small business owner or hire or even a solo entrepreneur, it really doesn't matter. Having the win-win mentality is so crucial for your foundation
mm-hmm.
that take heed on some of these stories, especially ours, to rethink of, okay, what do I want my organization to look and feel like?
Mm-hmm. And then do what needs to be done
mm-hmm.
to make that happen. And we may not know what we need to do to get there. And that's okay. That's exactly why we do what we do.
Right. And that's where we come in to help yeah. that and that solution.
To help, yeah.
But and it's
use
okay.
those people. Use
yeah.
them.
It's okay.
And if it's not us, use somebody.
Right.
That you can use. And remember, you know, with this particular with think win-win model, you know, he goes on to explain, as Sherry mentioned, these six paradigms of human interaction. We need people. And so let's focus on win-win so that we can build relationships in a way that's going to be long-term.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you mentioned, you mentioned being a part of the book club, and in our inaugural book club, if you remember, the theme of that meeting was remember the right things.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we come to remembrance of the positive things that we've experienced in the past, it kind of gives us a boost to move forward. Certainly, as opposed to, I mean, you don't want to remember the bad things, that will do the opposite, actually. So you right. want to remember the good things, and this will help you to move forward and to win.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a guarantee to win. So yeah, that's really, really significant. But moving right along, I want to also get your take on the fifth habit of Covey's, and that is to seek first to understand and then to be understood. And this particular habit, I have to admit, I had more of a challenge in coming to an understanding of than the others. The others were pretty self-explanatory, more or less. Of course, Covey goes into a lot of detail as you know if you read the book. But what is your take on this particular habit? Seek first to understand and then be understood. Either mm-hmm. one of them can tackle that.
Well,
I just like the quick story real quick about the best way that really hit home for me was if you go to the ophthalmologist and, you know,
yeah,
optometrist
yeah. or ophthalmologist.
Yeah,
the one,
yeah.
The one.
And, he, you know, you tell him that you've been having trouble seeing clearly, and he takes off his glasses, his or her glasses, and hands them to you and says, here, try these.
They've been working for me.
And I thought that was, is it was a cute story, but it made sense. It's like, mm-hmm. well, here, try these. And that really opens up the door to be like, well, wait a minute. You know, you didn't do any testing on my eyes. That works for you, but how is that going to work for me? So mm-hmm. that if you want to take it from there, no, but I love that quick story.
and it comes down to listening. You know, we have to first, as he mentioned, seek to understand the person. In order for us to really be understood, we need to listen first. Jumping to a solution without really knowing what the other person's needing is not going to help. It's not going to build that relationship. So we need to, and he mentions in this book, to deeply understand them. And not just understand them and what's going on at that moment, but deeply understand their perspective. Because here's the reality, and we've been coaching for many years. And one of the things that distinguishes the difference between maybe a mentor and a coach is a mentor is someone who has been there in your role and is going to give you, hey, this is what you should do. Here's some advice. And there's more of that type of dialogue. Whereas as a coach, we spend the majority of the time in our sessions listening, deeply listening to find out what is the root of the situation. And then we ask questions, because when that person can then begin to see and understand, because you've listened, the results are a lot more profound. So we need to first seek to understand the person, and then they'll be able to understand us. Without doing that first, that's where you have the communication problems. Right? You need to work on communication. There's communication problems. There's a reason. Most of the time it's because someone is not seeking out to intently and deeply understand the other person.
But you know, I was in public education for a long time. My main career actually was in public education, teaching at the college level. And I used to tell my students that one of the most challenging things that you have will be listening to whatever is being presented. And I mean, truly listening and absorbing what is being presented to you. And the fact of the matter is, if you do listen, then you will absorb it and you will be able to communicate it back, whether it's an instructor doing well on an examination, for example, or performing in the business world. If you know exactly what you're supposed to do and you work diligently to do that, you're going to do well as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. But you have to listen first. You have to seek to understand. And that's what the first part of that habit I think is talking about that you all mm-hmm. referenced.
No, it's a great example that you gave there about your career. And it's funny because even Covey mentioned in this particular lesson, he brought it out. Like growing up, right, we go to school, where we focus so much on reading and writing, right? Read and writing, reading and writing, English, reading and writing. But there's never a listening class.
There's a speaking class.
We have a speaking class, but where's the listening, right? We never get taught that. And so it's time for us to really do that. And a quote by Stephen Covey, he said that if you have to build the skills of empathetic listening on a base of character that inspires openness and trust. Empathetic listening that inspires openness and trust. That's the only way we can help anybody.
That's great. Well, listen, we're going to go ahead and take a break, a short break, and then we're going to come back and discuss the last two. Synergize and sharpening the saw. And I believe we would have covered all of Covey's habits, at least in a superficial manner. Spur on people to, I guess, purchase the book and read more details for themselves. But anyway, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Thank you. Well, welcome back. We're here with Lou Everett and Sharon McManus of the Lou Everett Group. And he mentioned in the last segment that they carry on webinars and workshops continually. I think you mentioned, Lou, that you basically do something every month. And if you'd like to get in on some of these sessions, just contact him. He gave his contact information for it. May have given it last time. I'm sure he'll give it again before we leave. So make sure you take advantage of the wisdom that both you and Sherry would have to give to you. Now, we're going to finish this particular segment by looking at the last two habits of Stephen Covey. The sixth one is synergize. And I think actually you touched on that earlier. I don't know whether you realize it. You probably do realize it, though. Synergize. Tell us about this habit Covey is talking about.
Yeah, well, I love the analogy to kind of put it into perspective. And we use nature a lot of times to kind of put some points home when we teach. And in this particular lesson, think about plants as an example. And when you plant two plants really close together, what ends up happening is their roots will then kind of interconnect. And then because they're interconnected and they're working together, it improves all the nutrients that is in the soil there, that it's around them. So now they both are going to get better on their own, better than they would on their own, right? They're going to grow and because they have both of them together. And so people work the same way. And the whole ticket comes into understanding the differences in other people's perspective. Right. In order for us to really interconnect with people, we have to value those differences. We have to understand those perspectives. And there's an image that we share occasionally I'm sure you've seen it. And there's this image, and in the image you see it's the same exact image, but some people will see two faces looking at each other, and other people will see this candlestick or urn in the center instead. But it's the same picture, but different perspective. So we all look at things differently. And by understanding and valuing those differences, we actually then can create different ways and different alternatives and open new possibilities.
And we can take advantage of everyone's opinion, perspective. Again, going back to what you were talking about earlier, listening and taking into consideration everyone in your business, your partner, or even your, not necessarily adversaries, but the people who make competitors, I should say. Mm-hmm. You can learn from them. What are they doing that you could do yourself? So maybe even supersede what they're doing. So
right. Agreed.
Working together is really key. And then we come to this last one, sharpening the saw. And I heard this story, and I won't tell it. You probably know about it. Sharpening the saw, this person out sawing this tree down, and he just continued to saw without sharpening his saw. Uh-huh. And so it took him twice as long as the other fellow who took the time to stop sawing and sharpening his saw so that the saw would be more effective in cutting down the tree. Have you heard of that story?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
You probably could tell it a little better than I could. But go ahead.
No, but it's about point, you know? Yeah. That's, and you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. And that story is, and let's put ourselves into that perspective, because mm-hmm. we are the saw in that image. What are we, how are we sharpening us? Mm-hmm. And anything that we do with our, we've talked about vision, we've talked about what our empowered future looks like and ways that we can start on a path to achieve those things and making sure that we devote time to our growth, whether it's our physical health, our spiritual health, our mental health, our social health, our business health. These are imperative for us because you see, we are the greatest asset in our vision. Okay. We are the greatest asset in our vision. And that's one thing we've got to look at. And so we've got to grow that piece. And those of you that get a chance to get this book and read it, in this particular one, Sharpen the Saw, it's a last chapter. He saves the best for last, for sure, because they all interconnect. But he mentions dimensions, four different dimensions of balance in our life and ways that we can strengthen those. And it's imperative for us to do that. So many times we've put out surveys on, you know, what if money wasn't an object? Would you invest in personal growth and this and all these types of surveys? And it's amazing that we get back anywhere between 65% to 75% of people respond that they say no, and it's because they don't feel that they're worth it. They don't feel they're worth it. They want to give. They'd rather spend. They'd rather help somebody else in their family instead. Well, here's something to think about, and I'll leave this with you, Dr. Porter, and the audience, is a statement. You can only give to other people at the level of your own growth. That's as much as you're going to be able to give. So you need to grow yourself and make yourself better. Sharpen the saw so that you can give more.
Well, that's very insightful. And you mentioned these four dimensions. And I do remember the dimensions, as a matter of fact. I'm sure you do, too. And that is the physical, the spiritual, the social, and the mental. Mm-hmm. So it kind of ties everything about our being together. And so by doing that, it's very... don't need to leave any of those out, because if it's kind of like the link in the chain, mm-hmm. one of them out, then, I mean, you can take your choice, social, mental, physical, spiritual. You got to have it all. You know? So,
yeah.
But thank you very much. Let me ask you this. Do you have any parting words, because we are limited on time, and anything that you want to kind of plug in that you may not have had an opportunity to talk about, what you
want to
say briefly?
I think I'm sure I speak for Sherry, and Sherry could certainly add on to this, and to the audience, just understand that you are a highly valuable person. Your success solely depends upon your thoughts, how you think about things, your vision of success, and who it is you bring into your circle to help you. So don't be afraid to ask for help. Asking for help is not a weakness. It's a strength. That's how we get there. Sherry and I from the Luever Group, we believe in you. And we believe in your dream. And we believe in your vision, whatever that might be. And we're always here to help. Just reach out. We're more than happy to talk.
Well, thank you. And I encourage people to contact them if they have a need. And again, I'd like to thank Every Dot Black Entrepreneurs Podcasting Network for sponsoring this program. And Lou and Sherry, give us your contact information once more so people will be able to contact you if they have a need to.
Sure.
Yeah, just come to the website at loueverettgroup.com. You can reach our email, Sherry, Sherri, at loueverettgroup.com. But everything, even just a Google search, that will bring us up.
Yep.
And we're on LinkedIn as well as Facebook and Instagram.
Yep, feel free to connect.
Yep.
Well, listen, it's so great having you all again. As I said, it's been, about a year and a half since we last had an interview. Of course, I see you in various functions, or at least virtually, at least. Mm-hmm. And, so we're connected that way. And I'd like to thank our audience as well. Thank you for being here. And I'd like to close by saying that whatever you may be going through, whether it's good or bad, just keep in mind that there's always more good things coming your way. And we'll be seeing you next time.